admirable trait. It is simply recognizing that others are not acting from your knowledge, so you don't expect them to fall all over you with praise. It is also a realization that no matter how much or how little you know, there's always more that you can know to profit even more. So you recognize that this other individual is not you. He doesn't have your profit motive or your knowledge. But since many people have profited from your services in the past, the odds are in favor of this man doing so too. But some will not, and you have to leave it up to him to decide the value of your service. Because he will, whether or not you choose to let him decide the value of your service, he will still make that decision. And so if he wants his money back, you give it to him, without prejudice, hostility, argument, or even any judgment of his intelligence. Who are you to tell him what he ought to consider profitable? Just reverse the situation and realize how unrealistic it would be for him to be telling you what is profitable in your life. The Marshall Field Company in Chicago found themselves in the position where they even refunded money to some women who brought back coats that were 6 months old and had obviously been worn many times, simply because they had an absolute money-back guarantee. Some people took advantage of the company. But so what? In the long run, they made far more money that way. And any point along the way where they found that too many people were taking advantage, so it was now unprofitable, they could discontinue the policy. But it wasn't their point to try to prove to the women that they were wrong in bringing the coats back or to try to judge each one individually, but simply to recognize that the policy itself was profitable, and there was a good reason why it was profitable. It made it easier for people to come there and do business with them. The sale is not complete, as far as you're concerned, when you have received the other man's money or services. You want to give him the opportunity to continue to judge the value of your services without being trapped in any way. Incidentally, how you handle the refund request has two consequences. Number one, others may view your reaction at the time of the refund, but secondly, you will view your actions too. And you'll remember them the next time you're promising other people that they can get a refund if they want it. And your recollection of how it worked out in practice before is going to have a lot to do with your conviction at the time you're presenting it the next time. So the point to be made here, then, is that a justifiable exchange is not the object. A truly mutually profitable exchange is. By a justifiable exchange, I mean one in which you can justify the fact that you did everything that was expected of you, and therefore you fulfilled your part of the bargain. If that is not the object, to put yourself in that position. The object is to make your services so profitable to others while they remain profitable to you that others will demand your services and flock to them and bid your price up in the marketplace. Remember that once that individual is there, just as an individual comes to this course, I don't have to deal with him again if I choose not to. But I invited him to enter this exchange now. And as long as the exchange exists, I should make it as profitable as I can for him. Now, I would like to spend the rest of this session developing a standard by which one can make clear-cut decisions as to how he should act with others in any case. There are many mushy areas of dealing with others that cry out for some kind of a single standard that you can apply to any situation in order to answer the question, what should you do? How far should you go in this matter? And so forth. A standard that would tell you, for example, how you should react to somebody who trespasses on your property when he refuses to get off. A standard that would tell you what to do about those people who label you a criminal simply because you do not submerge yourself in their happiness. Now, I have subjectively perceived an order and system to life that has made it possible for me to develop a standard for myself that brings me the consequences that I want. Now, please consider this standard in hopes that it will make sense to you too, and that you will find it workable. And in case you're expecting me to say that the standard should be any situation that is voluntary, let me tell you right now that that standard is not nearly enough, so please don't go to sleep. Stay with me while I develop it, because that's not what I'm going to come to. Okay, I'll begin by exhuming a corpse, merely for the purpose of burying it again, and that is the concept of the public, or society, or the market as one big gray mass. It is a mistake to lump all of these people together as one big conglomerate. Society.